Torah has to be inside, not outside on the street. You can't learn, it's fatumul Torah. You can't learn outside on the street. The way to learn Torah is inside a yeshiva, inside the house, nice and quiet. Rashi says, the service safe for the Kruah, says the end of the Kruah, Maisi Deumin, HaTorah Maisi Umnasa Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Torah also spells through Dafka B'Seisa. So that's the way Rebbe Dashant. Is Yotza Rebbe Chia V'Shon L'Shnei B'nei Ochiv. Rebbe Chia learned Torah outside. To L'Shnei B'nei Ochiv, his two nephews. Is Bashuk in the street? L'Rav U'L'Rabba Bar Bachonu. That's what Rebbe Chia did. Is Shema Rebbe heard about this. Ikpid, he got angry from Chia, like you're not listening to me. I just said you should not learn outside, and you're going and not listening, and you're learning outside? So he got angry at him. Is also Rebbe Chia Les Chazuilei. It came a time that Rebbe Chia went to visit Rebbe. Is Omalei, so Rebbe told to Rebbe Chia, Aya, Mikar L'Cho Bachutz. Like he called him in the name of Ayah here, Rashi Kach Kina Shemar, they gave him a nickname now. Shirabi Chiyah Loshin Ganai. Like he didn't call him a nice name, he called him Ayah. He said, like, Mikar Lecha B'chutz, who's calling you outside? So what does that mean to say? Or Rashi says, Ruah Mikar Lecha Klei Matzei Mikan. He meant to tell him, go outside. So Yoda did not get most of a daitai. So Meila Rabbi Chiyu understood that Rabbi is angry at him. So Noag Nezifusa Benashet Lassen Yoimin. For 30 days he acted as if he was benizifam, he stood away from people. The Yom Tolosin, on the 30th day, Shalach Leito, Rebbe sent a message to Rebbe Chia, come to me. Then Rebbe sent another messenger saying, no, don't come to me. Trashy Tor, boy alai. They said not to come to me. So Morris says, Mikora Maikasover, Lepsoif Maikasover. Like, what did Rebbe hold? How come at the beginning, first Rebbe said, come to me on the 30th day, and then he said another shliach, no, don't come to me today? Like, what did Rebbe think? So Morris says, Mikora Sova Niksas Ayokukulai. That's true. You're supposed to be in the Benazifa for 30 days. But the 30 days, on the 30th day, we say, Niksas Ayokukulai. Means a little bit of the day is considered like the whole day. Like by Shiva, we'll see later on in the Gemara, we have a lach like that, the Ovil. The seventh day, or Miksas Hayom Yisukula, you only sit a little bit the seventh day, and that's considered like you sat the whole day. So first, Rebbe sat 2 days by Nezifa. So since Rebbe Chia sat a little bit on the 30th day, it's considered like he finished his Nezifa. Therefore, first he called him, come to me. Well, if Saif at the end, he changed his mind, Rebbe, Sova lo yamrina Miksas Hayom Kukulai. No, I don't say that. I don't say Miksas Hayom, I changed my mind. By Avelis, maybe you say it not by Nidu, not by Nezifah. Therefore, by Nezifah, you have to stay away from me for a complete 30 days. And therefore, he changes his mind. Don't come to me. Is Lesayf, at the end, what happened was also. He says, Rabbi Chia only heard the first messenger to come, and he came. Omalaya, my Isis, the Rabbi told Rabbi Chia, what are you doing here? Omalaya, the Shalachli, what do you mean what I'm doing here? You sent the message, I should come. The Shalachli, my Adelais, you sent the message, I should come. So Rebbe said back to him, "For Shach Luchod Lo Taisiv." Then I changed my mind. I hold no, you're not allowed to come. I sent you a message not to come. Or Malais, Abchiyah said, "Zero Isi, Vizelar Isi." I only saw the first shliach, not the second one. I didn't see the second shliach. Therefore, I came. So Gemara says, "Kori Alei." Rebbe said upon himself this pasuk that Ritzoy Hashem Darkei Ish. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes and the way you're doing, you're a tzaddik, is Gam Oyvav Yashlamitoy. Hashem will even make his enemies also peaceful with him. Trashik Yehu HaKorchei Bo. Like over here, that Reb Chia came, even though like Rebbe was a little bit angry at him, still vices Reb Chia was a tzaddik, therefore Hashem made it that they became shalom together. So tomorrow now, my time, so now Rebbe, now that Reb Chia did come to him, Rebbe asked him, my time of it, my hochi, like how come you, Rebbe Chia, learned outside in the street with your two nephews? I told you you're not allowed to learn outside. Omalei, so Rebbe Chia answered back, I have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Chochma is machutz toreina. The Chochma should be yelling outside. Mash be supposed to learn outside. That's why I learned outside. So Omalei, Rebbe told back to Rebbe Chia, in Koris Leshonis, if you read it, you didn't learn it. V'im sharnas le'shilshi, if you learned it, you didn't learn it three times, you didn't chazm it over. V'im shilashta le'pirshu l'cho. And if you learned it three times, you don't know what you're learning. They didn't explain it to you a good way. But that's not shot in this pasuk, the way you learned it. Rather, chochmas b'chutz t'roina, what does the pasuk mean? K'd'rova, like Rava says. T'yom ha'rova, kol ha'isik b'atoru m'bifnim, whoever learns Torah inside, is t'rosu m'achrezas olam b'chutz. people know about you, that you're a big Talmud Chacham, even in the outside in the streets, people talk about you. But Avada, the place to learn Torah is inside, in the yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash, that's the place to learn, not outside in the street. For the Umar Ayvok, the Pasuk says, Loi me roish baseser, tibarti, like I didn't, in the beginning I didn't talk to you baseser, but Adarab, I spoke to you outside. Mashmi is supposed to talk to Rabbim in front of everybody. And the Gemara, who be yom of the Kala? That's going to special zak the yom of the Kala. Rashi says, Drosha shakur masim shom. When you have to give a drosha on Yom Tovim and everybody's there, or before the Yom to teach them the Hilchas Hamoed, then everybody comes together and you have to have a big place to give a shiur like that. But normal, the learning has to be inside. Right? Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya, haicha mukei rechayich mayoved lo. Good, you dash in this pasuk, chochma is b'chutz tereino, but I call upon him, Rabbi dash in the other pasuk, chamukei rechayich. The mashma learning Torah is like a yerbach, like the thigh, that's always hidden, not uncovered. So Gemara says, mukei lo b'tzdoko v'gmilas chasodim. Rabbi Chiya says, that pasuk, that it's supposed to be hidden and not uncovered, that's talking about if you want to give money to Daka, do it privately. Don't do it barabim. Or gemilas chasadim. You want to be nice to somebody, do gemilas chasadim. That you should do privately and not openly in front of everybody. Mashenke, and learning Torah, though, that you're allowed to learn outside. Rashi's mukila, pitztaka, timi boyle, mevet v'seise. You're supposed to give tztaka privately. That's nice to do privately. But outside openly, it's not a mukum to do tztaka and gemilas chasadim. But here, learning Torah, you're allowed to. But our core point was Magaya from us from all these Maisarar, Alma, what do we see from these cases? Alma, that Nezifa, Dedu, Tulas, and Yoimin. That the Nezifa, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, was not 7 days like we said before, but rather the Nezifa is Mamash a complete 30 days. So it's not like you said before. Before you wanted to say, the Nezifa is not like a Shamtui. Shamtui, a curse is worse, it's for 30 days. The Nezifa, just if they get angry at you, for 7 days don't come near them. And with the Gemara, Nezifa, Nas Yishani. When the Nasi always means the president, the highest person in Klal Yisrael. Amol is called the Melech. When we have a Melech, a Nasi is called the Melech. When we don't have a Nasi, he's called the president. Like, the highest, like here, these people, Rebbe, he was the Nasi in Klal Yisrael. When the Nasi gave this Benazifa, got angry at you, he had to be naik for 30 days to stay away from him. But not from the Nasi of a regular Talmud Chacham put you Benazifa, then you only have to be naik for 7 days and not more. Tread the Gemara and Nazifa, the Dan Kama. How much Nezifa and Bnei Bavel, how long is it? So he said so far was in Eretz Yisrael, Shamtui is 30 days, and Nezifa is 7 days. And we said that in Bavel, the Nidu, the Shamtui is only 7 days. Now the Shiloh is, how long is the Nezifa in Bavel? And with the Gemara, Chodi Yayma, it's only 1 day. But Talmud Chacham, Stam gets angry at you, for 1 day don't go near him. Stay away for 1 day. That's all the Nezifa is. Ki ho de Shmule Marukva. So Maisel with Shmule Marukva. Kiyevi Yasvi Gorish Shmaitim. Used to sit and learn together. Hevi Yosef Marukva Kaima de Shmuel. Marukva used to sit in front of Shmuel. Parochi Daldamis, 4 amas in front of him. Kiyevi Yasvi Bedina, when used to sit the Paskin Dinim in Bezdin, Hevi Yasvi Shmuel Kaima de Marukva. Then the other way. Then Shmuel was more Choshib. He used to sit up in front of Marukva. Parochi Daldamis in front of him. Hevi Chayik Le Duchtel Marukva, used to cut out, have a hollow place. When Marukva would sit, Pitsifto, nice cushions, he would sit. Yeviyosev, it says Machsolos, it means as if, it means on mats. They would put mats down on the floor for Marukva to sit. Yosef Alayin, he would sit on top of it. Kiyechid Lashtana Mila. They would be able to hear what Marukva has to say. The Maisa was Kol Yom every day, having Malalei, Marukva Lashmul. Every day, Marukva used to walk home Shmuel. He used to be Malava. And Shmuel was the more Choshev one. He used to be Malava, walk home Shmuel. Adar Shpiz until his house. Yoy Mechad, once it happened, Ifrit Bedinei. The Marukva was Patracht in the Din Torah. And Hevi Ozo Shmuel Basrei. Mazut, Marukva didn't realize he was walking faster. And Shmuel was in back of him. Kimot Leveise, when they reached Shmuel's house, so Marukva didn't even say goodbye to him. He kept on walking. Is Omeles, so Shmuel said to him, like, aren't you out of too long already? Like, what are you doing so long? Fatracht and you didn't tell him. Trash Kleima, isn't enough that I'm going after you. Now we're at my house already, not even saying goodbye to me. Literally, Mar Betigre. Trashi, Havli Rishus Lemeheder. Like, give me Rishus to go back. Havli Rishus Lemeheder. Give me Rishus to go back. then that's what he said to him. In other words, you have to say, Shmuel saying, give me rishus to go home now. In other words, Yoda did not get milsa badaite. So Marukva saw that Shmuel was angry at him. And Noag Nazifa benar shechod yoyma. So for one day he acted like the Nazif, he stood away from Mar Shmuel. So you see, clearly it's only one day. Vaitahu yisaw a lady to have a siyasva bishvila. She was sitting in the street, having pushed a carrier, legs were stretched out, a poshta, v'ka mifne chusha. She was peeling, Rashi, the site says barley, sarim klufa, she was peeling barley. V'vichol v'yobosum rabbonin, and the rabbonin were walking by that path. V'lo yichnoye mekameh, she didn't get up, she didn't move on the side, she didn't let the rabbonin walk by. Is Omar, so Rabbanan said, Kama chatzifa yitzsa. How much of a chutzpah this is? She's standing on the street here. She's sitting down. She's not moving over to let us go by. Is Osla Kamad Rav Nachman. So they brought her in front of Rav Nachman. Omar lay, mi shamta mi pume. Did you hear if the Rabbanan put you into shamta or not? Omar lay lo. She answered, no, I didn't hear them put me into shamta. So now it's Omar lo. So then Rav Nachman said, zil nog nazifusa chodayoyma. Benashachon. Then only for one day you have to be noig nazifa. In other words, Nazif was less than Shamtui. Shamtui is the type of a curse they put on you. You have to be noig and bov at least for 7 days. There they didn't say you're in Shamtui. Some they were angry at you. You have to be noig and Nazifa for one day. Zutra batuvia heavy kaposik sidura karmad Rabbi Yehuda. Zutra batuvia was saying over halachias in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Ki matu lai psuku when they come to this posik. Of the eila divrei dover achroinim. These are the words, the last words of David. Omalei. So Zutra Batuvia said to Rabbi Yehuda, Achroinim Achlal Dikir Rishonim. It says these are the last words, Mashma, they were the first words. Rishonim Maninu. So he asked the question to Rabbi Yehuda, where are the first words of David? Shosit, he kept quiet, Liyamulay, Liyamulay, he didn't have anything to answer. Hodir Omalay. So then he repeated himself a second time. Achroinim Achlal Dikir Rishonim. These are the last words, Mashma, the first ones. Rishonim Ma, again he asked them, what are the first words of David? Omalei, so Yehuda answered back, he got angry at him like, my daitzcha, what do you think? Layode perusha daikro lavgav rabu. Just because I can't answer you, what's beyond this posik, I'm not a chosh of a person. So Yoda, so this Zutra Batuvia understood the nokad nusa badaite, that Rabbi Yehuda got angry at him. His nokad is a fusa benashechod yoyma. So he acted one day benizufa, he felt he was benizufa, for one day, he stood away from him for one day. Now that we're talking about the Shaila Mios, the question was a good question. It says these are the last words of David, Mashma the war Rishonim. Rishonim Mahi, what are the first words of David? So it says, the Pasuk says, V'yedab David Hashem, as Divri Yashira Zois, David said over these words of the Shira, Ba'yoyim Hitzel Hashem Oysim Mikav Kuloivav, the day that Hashem saved him from all his enemies, when Mikav Shol, and from the hands of Shol, is Omelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. David, Shira, Taimra, my philosophy, and shall show. Like, are you saying, Shira, you're happy? The fact Shol had a downfall. Il Molayat is Shol, if you would have been Shol. Vu Dovin, he would have been David. Ivarato Kama Dovin Mifonov. Like, a lot of Dovins would have been lost. In other words, Shol was a Chashma person. So Rashi says like this. Ato Shol, Shinolatov Mazol, if you Dovin would have been born in his Mazol, Vu Dovin and Shol would have been born in your Mazol, is Ivarata Kama David should tzaddik mimcha, he would have been a bigger tzaddik than you. In other words, you can't blame Shaul, the reason why Shaul had this bad times, because he was born in the bad mazel. So you can't be happy with the fact that the Shaul had a downfall. And Hainel said, that's what the Pasuk says, she goyin l'dovid asher Shaul Hashem adivri Kush ben Yemini. It was like the mistake that David sang to Hashem about Kush ben Yemini. For the Gemara, v'chi Kush Shumai, what is named Kush, v'alai Shaul Shumai, his name was Shaul. Elama Kushi, just like Kushi, a Shvarzo, is Meshuna B'yoro, his skin is different, it's black. Av Shol Meshuna B'maisav. Shol was also a Choshev Yid, he's Meshuna B'maisav, who was a very big tzaddik Shol. And Kiyotze B'dovra Tuemer, Aloidus Isha Kushi, the post is about this Isha, Moshe's wife, Asholakachto. For the Gemara B'chi Kushi Shema, was she really called Kushis? V'aloi Tzipoira Shema, name was Tzipoira, Elama Kushi, just like a Shvarzo. Meshuna B'yoro, his skin is black, different. She had good actions. That's why it's called Kushis. Seriously, his skin is different. and he was a big tzaddik. And Yosef b'davar atoim alo kibnei kushim atim li beis yisrael b'chikushim shimon alo yisrael shimon helema kushim mishunah b'yorei af yisrael mishunah b'maisayim mikol umas. Just like a kushi, a shvatz is different, who are in Chai Yisrael is different b'maisayim, that tzaddikim are different than all other nations. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rav Yonison, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Num David ben Yishai, Num Agever Hukim, Num David ben Yishai, what does the Pasuk mean? That Num David ben Yishai, Shehekim Oile Shal Tshuva. He was the one that put back the old Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech did Tshuva, and from here people also learned how to do Tshuva. Rashi says, Shehekim Oile Shal Tshuva, Shushav Tchila, V'nosan Derech L'shavim. He did tshuva first, and people learned from him to do tshuva. K'demina perakamad avoyde zoro, Le David rolo, Semaise le shimchata yochid, Omer leklach eitzel David, Shemochu lakonesh bochu eisoven, Af ata techse b'shuva. They really, David shouldn't have done the Avera, for as more as he did the Avera l'shmo, in order to be able to do tshuva, the other people should learn out from David that you could do tshuva. He was Hekim Oilishal Tshuva. People learned out from David to do Tshuva. Omer Elokei Yisrael. Li Diber Tzu Yisrael Moishel Biyodam. Tzadik. Yes. What does this mean? Moishel Yiras Lakim. Yeah. That's what it means. Mace. Tzu Yisrael Moishel Biyodam. Tzadik Moishel Yiras Lakim. Yiras Lakim. Maikom. What does it mean to say? Omer Abu Hakikoma. Omer Elokei Yisrael. Li Diber Tzu Yisrael. Ani Moshe Bodim. I am a Moshe Biyodim. Me Moshe B. Who's a Moshe upon me? Tzaddik. A Tzaddik. He's a Kodesh Baruch, like he's saying, Hashem rules over Bnei Yodim. And who rules over Hashem? A Tzaddik. A Tzaddik rules over Hashem. Shani Goizer Gzerim of Atla. Hashem will sometimes make a Gzerim. And a Tzaddik has the Koyach to be Mavatla the Gzerim of Hashem. Like Hashem listens to the Tzaddik. The Pasuk says, Eile Shmois HaGiborim Asher LeDavid, Yoshev Bashevis. These are the names of the strong people that stood by David Bashevis. Maikom, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Omer Rabavu HaChikoma, V'yelu Shmois Gevuroisav Shel David. These are the names of the strengths of David. Yoshev Bashevis. That means V'shor Shel Yoshev Yeshiva. The time when he was sitting in Yeshiva, it's talking about the greatness of David HaMelech. That at the time when he was sitting and learning Torah in the Yeshiva, he did not sit on top of pillows or blankets. Elo agabi karka. He used to sit only on the ground itself. Why? The cholkama they have a rebbe. Kolzman is rebbe. Iro hayori. Kayim kolzman is rebbe. Iro hayori. Was kayim have a masnul rabbanan agabi karmak sosos? He used to say a shir sitting on karmak sosos. Now, kinoch nafshe, when David HaMelech's Rebbe was nifter, have a masni David the Rabbonin, David used to give the shiur to the Talmid Chachamim, the Rebbe Yosef Agabi Karka, and he would sit on the ground itself, David HaMelech. Rabbi Yosef Agadakaki would sit on the ground himself. Omrule, the Talmidim told David HaMelech, Leisiv Mara Koramuksos says, how come you also don't sit on pillows and blankets? Like Kibbalale, he didn't accept, he still sat on the ground. That was his Gevura, that he learned Torah, but Teich Deichich, he learned Torah. Then the Pasuk says, Techakit Meini. What does that mean? Make me smart. Omer Rav, Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyol v'shpaltu atzmecha. Since you lowered yourself, you humbled yourself, that you sat on the ground, take kamoini, you should also be like me. Shani goyze gzera v'yatem avatla. I'll make gzeras and you, David, can be avatla the gzera. Right, then the apostle says, Rosh HaShalishim, Te Rosh L'shalshelis Ovis. You should be a Rosh head for the three Ovis. What does that mean? That when he used to sit and learn Torah, he used to make himself almost like a worm. He would humble himself like nothing. But at the time he went out to fight Muhammad, Hoya Makashats Makates, who make himself strong like an eight. Then the Pasuk says, Al Shmoinim Meyas Cholul, Bepam Echos, Shoyezurik, I mean, on 800 people that he killed at one time, Shoyezurik Hates, a double metal for throw an arrow, Umapil Shmoinim Meyas Cholul Pamachas. It would kill 800 people at one shot. And we feel bad, Al Messiah, on another 200. The Pasuk says, Echo Yirdaf Echo Delaf, like how come one could run after 1,000? Mashm, it's possible that with one shot you can kill 1,000 people. So here that David only killed 800 people, like it bothered him, how come I didn't kill 1,000 people? Yotu Sabaska v'yomro, Baska went out and said, Rak b'dvarur yachiti. Mashm, because of uyachiti, that's why you didn't have this power, you didn't have the power to kill out 1,000 people. Omer Rebbe Tanchum braid the Rabbi Chiyah, Ish Kfar Aku, that Omer Rebbe Yaakov Baracho, Omer Rebbe Simloi, V'yamrlo and some say Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Omer Rav Huna, V'yamrlo and some say was Omer Rav Huna L'chudei. Rav Huna himself said like this, Halacha is that